Yes, this is the Bible Quizzer Podcast. Thank you so kindly for joining us. My name is Cullen Baggett, and we just finished the 2025 Greenville Area Summer Spectacular Tournament on Saturday, July 12th. This year, we had 39 teams from several different states across the Southeast. Each of those teams started off the day by quizzing 13 rounds in the morning, which placed them into one of three flights. You were either in the top 15, that was the championship flight, Consolation 1, which was the middle 15 teams, and then Consolation 2, which was the flight of the bottom 9 teams. Then after lunch, each of those groups or flights had 7 rounds of quizzing to determine the top 6 in the championship flight. Consolation 1 and 2 were a little different, but we're going to focus the majority of our time on that championship flight. And after determining the top 6, those 6 teams had 5 rounds of quizzing where they quizzed every other team one time. Then we determined who the top 2 seeds were. And then there was a one and only championship final quiz to determine the winner. This year's winner wound up being Hold My Coffee, which was Blake Brewster and Olivia Garner from Ridgeview, Tennessee. So they won the tournament. Congratulations to them. But to talk about this tournament, I have brought on a guest. I believe this is his first time on the podcast. He has quizzed back in his day for 4 years, graduated in 2017. He currently lives in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and works in FP&A. He also enjoys being very involved with his church, which is Church of Greenville, and he works on his 03 Mazda Miata. None other than Jonah Unger. Jonah, say hello.
Hey y'all, thanks for having me, Colin. Excited to be on here. I've enjoyed being a part of quizzing for most of my life. Glad to be on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Good to have you on the podcast. Finally, I feel like we should have had you on before now, but here we go. All right, let's jump right into it. So, how many years was this that you have quizzed at the gas tournament?
I'm trying to think through it. I'm pretty sure. So I think the first one was in 2014. I think it was Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. Could be wrong about that, but yeah, back in 2014. And then I don't think I skipped a year.
So, several times, what is the best you've ever finished at gas? Was this the best ever?
Think so. I think David Jones and I finished fourth 1 year. We should have done better than that. I think we finished fourth. But I think, yeah, this year, I think it was the best.
Okay, so tell me about this year. What was your team name and who was your teammate?
Yep. So my teammate is Justice Wells. He goes to the church with me and yeah, great kid. And our team name was Faith and Flight. So just a little play on our names. Jonah ran away, and Justice in the Book of Acts was a faithful man. So that was kind of we tried to come up with something creative. That was the best we could. That's always a struggle. Sometimes that's harder than the actual quizzing itself, but
Yeah, I hear you. Some of the team names are really creative. This year, I felt like some were creative, but a little less than usual. We need to up the bar in 2026.
absolutely.
Was your teammate, is he still in high school or has he already graduated?
He graduated last year, so this last season was his last high school
Okay.
season. So this was his first quiz that I graduated.
Okay, so you and Justice both graduated. All right, and next question. Where were you kind of expecting to finish in the pack? And how did you actually finish for the day?
So we finished third overall. I wanted to win. Justice and I did a preparation way. I was fine with being third. I think about it, but I think they honestly it went about in order of how we would have, how you would have thought we'd finish. And anyways, we ended up third. I was fine with it, but I think we both were hoping to win. It just it wasn't it.
Let me just go ahead and read through real quick because I want to focus on these teams, and particularly I want to hone in on the top three because I felt like that's where we saw the most separation. I felt like those three teams were definitely the best three teams, at least in my opinion. But those 15 teams that made it to the championship flight were Gabe and Lids, Hold My Coffee. They went on to win the tournament, of course. Faith It Till You Make It, Sam Unger, and Elijah Crosby. I'll talk more about them in a second. They finished second place. Mutual Faith, In Due Time, Faith in Flight, which was you and Justice. Sons of Thunder, 107, Prophet and the Fish, If By Any Means, Free from Sin, Legacy, Lilac and Lightning, Faith Fighters, and Planted. Of those 15, we determined that the top three were Hold My Coffee, Faith It Till You Make It, and Faith in Flight. We actually had the same results across the board for those three teams after the 5 rounds in the top six. So the way we worked that out is the two teams who were lower based on their points in the morning wound up quizzing each other, which was you guys and Faith It Till You Make It. Y'all had a pretty close quiz, but they wound up beating you. And then Faith It Till You Make It had an amazing quiz against Hold My Coffee and lost on Heartbreaking tiebreaker. Very heartbreaking tiebreaker. As a
Just
quiz master, I
sad.
was like, man, this is one of the worst ways to go out possible. Looking at all of those teams, were there any particular teams that you were impressed with or any that weren't in that championship flight who you felt were really good? I mean, who were you most impressed with throughout the day?
That's a great question. I would say, I think I agree with you that the top three ended up being, yeah, who you would expect. There was a lot of great individual quizzers, but as far as two-man teams up on that day, was, you know, the top three was the best. And I think Eli Busby, I think he actually surprised me a bit. I don't know if surprise is the right word, but he definitely performed very, Sam's, my brother Samuel is a great quizzer, of course, but, you know, Eli really pulled his own weight. So that was impressive to me, quizzing him a few times that day. And of course, Blake and Olivia. Blake's always excellent, but Olivia was on her game that day as well. So, yeah, I would say they were very impressive. The one team that I'm surprised didn't make it into the final six was Lydia and Gabriel, Lydia Crosby and my brother Gabe. I, you know, not to throw too much shade, I know which half of that team caused it. That'd be my brother Gabe. But, anyways, altogether, they did well all day. They were actually one number one seed going into the afternoon, so I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely impressive. Those
That team I didn't see except once or twice the whole day. And when I saw them, they had really good quizzes. So I was surprised as well that they didn't make the top six. And I'm also impressed by Lydia Crosby winning the Mass tournament over the Book of James and then coming and I think being a top three female quizzer at this tournament and her team getting into the top 15 and being borderline top six, not making it into the top six, but. Yeah, Lydia definitely was scoring the majority of that team's points, and they were really strong. But I again was surprised that they wound up not making the top six there. But yeah, I think that the round where you kind of separate yourself is how you quiz with just the other 14 top teams. I second that. I think they were the team that I was most surprised wasn't there in the finals. Most of the other teams I got to see once or twice in my room, just a couple. That I thought were pretty good for that consolation one. I felt like Justified by Faith. I think they had a good quiz in my room. Country Roads had one good quiz in my room. I think it was the One Lickety Split. They had a good quiz in my room, but they were consolation one level teams. And then for the championship, again, there were a few who I thought were going to get closer to the top, but a lot of the Church of Greenville teams were really, really competitive. And y'all wound up having five of the top six teams, which is just ridiculously impressive. So kudos to your church on that one. Y'all definitely owned gas this year, except for first place. But y'all got it the last two
Except for
years.
first.
So yeah, except for first place. It was time for Ridgeview to get one because y'all had the last two. I know like 2 years ago, I think Lydia's team won. Last year it was Adam's team, and Adam and Ben couldn't repeat this year, but they got close. Yeah, it was a great day of quizzing. I was really excited to see a lot of the way that it turned out there. And the championship quiz, really the semifinal quiz and the championship quiz were just so on the edge of your seat. Do you have any particular favorite moment from the day?
That's a great question. I don't know if you're going to get to it when you're talking about the championship level quiz, but my brother Samuel, memorable moment, definitely not my favorite moment, but Samuel had two guesses to knock us out that were just, there's just some of those guesses you're like, you just can't do that. You know, it's just, you're not allowed to do that. But he gets away with it every year. Last year, it was quote the verse from Hebrews 13. He guessed that it was verse one with, you know, no verse number. And then this year, he got one very, you know, exact same type of question, and he got a reason. One of those moments you just say, hey, you gotta hand it to him. Obviously, you're gonna remember that one. But that
Yeah.
was a great moment.
Yeah. He had several really, really good performances in those last few quizzes. But I remember, I think we're referring to the one where he got and it was according to and wound up getting it right off a reference question. That was insane. I agree. He was really, really, I will say the word lucky, like
Yeah,
time and chance
definitely.
there a couple times. But I think
Say it. That's what it
that,
was.
you mentioned earlier about Olivia being really on her game. I thought she was the X factor for the tournament that wound up putting them
Definitely,
over.
definitely.
She, if I'm not mistaken, was either in the individual stats. I think she was top three, maybe the top female as a quizzer. If she is at that level consistently and adding material, that Ridgeview is going to be right there battling falls this year because Blake, I think, is safely the best quizzer in the Southeast. But you could argue that Falls has a quizzer that may be better than him. Maybe someone else would have an argument, but I think a consensus would agree he's towards the top. And if she's right there as a number two and can continue to quiz like that in final quizzes, Ridgeview is going to be really, really tough to beat. And I hope they're able to go to all the tournaments this year and show that. As far as the passage for this tournament, we had Romans 1, Romans 2, Romans 5, and Romans 6 instead of the Book of James like Mass and the CAS tournament had. Are there any particular passages or something that sticks out that just speaks to you from those chapters?
Memorizing this. I did memorize it back in the day. And it's worth noting Paul's rhetoric in these chapters, 1, 3, 5, and 6, incredibly tight. And by that, I mean very tough to remember. It took a lot more effort than I was anticipating to review and read these verses, especially in 6. So impressive logic, which I can appreciate for sure as he reasons through a lot of it. And particularly, I enjoy Romans 6 talking about our practical life and the obligation that we have and the privilege we have to be able to serve the Lord. He that is dead is freed from sin. You're dead from the old man, you're free to live to righteousness. And particularly, I think one of the verses that stood out the most to me would be verse 16, 6:16. Know ye not that to yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Just thinking of what that means for us as Christians, we have a choice to make every day. And there's no in between. You're going to be a servant to somebody, and there's other verses that are like that as well. You can't serve masters. It's going to be one or the other. You're either going to follow sin or you're going to follow righteousness. It's just very powerful thinking, and I think very convicting thoughts that I've enjoyed considering when memorizing this section.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. I really liked the passage that we chose this year to quiz over. I also love the Book of James, so I'm not saying like one is better than the other per se, but I learned having quizzed over only Romans 1 through 4 in the past, because last time this cycle, or last time we went over Romans in the cycle, it was the year that I had
Right.
just graduated high school. So when I quizzed aghast that year, it was just Romans 1 through 4. I never realized how tough it would have been to have quizzed over Romans chapter 6. All of the questions that Paul asks
Very
tripped
tough.
all kinds of people up because they would answer a
Definitely.
question and it was Paul answering a question to a previous question he'd asked. And then he'd answer that question and just how all that works together in the text. It's really hard to quiz over. I was not expecting that. Just goes to show you there are some chapters that everyone agrees are very tough. And anytime I saw Romans 6, I was like, you better slow down, take it easy.
You saw that
Any.
in the point average as well. Like in the morning, there's a little worse than normal. Nobody really, was averaging crazy enough.
Yeah.
Everybody had to go slow. They were getting a lot of errors.
Yeah, there weren't many 200s this year, and there weren't many teams, even like the teams towards the top, they weren't dominating. There was separation. It's just there was not as impressive high numbers over and over and over again that we've seen in the
Sure.
past. I still think that the best three teams wound up being in the top three. I think the best team won. I just think everything went really smoothly. There was not really any fluke situations, though you had a couple crazy guesses that were there. I felt like his team was still the second best team there.
Yes.
So just a great tournament
I
overall.
agree.
I'm not gonna roast you anymore on that.
No, it's all good.
You gotta get it next
Brothers.
year.
He's been a better prison to me for a few years now. He took that over. It hasn't been recent. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, maybe next year is your year.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Maybe I'll push with him. That way we don't have to worry about it. There's no issue
There, yeah, there you
there.
go. Sam, great job. Really, really solid quizzing there at the end. Can't overemphasize that. Well, thank you for joining. I want to just wrap this thing up. I want to remind everyone that we're going to be having a mailbag episode very soon. So if you have any questions that are quiz related, please email them to mailbag@biblequizzer.net. That's mailbag at biblequizzer.net. And we can address that on a podcast. We're going to have another special guest to help answer some of those questions in the near future. So this is the part of the season where we finished all of our spectacular tournaments and we're transitioning to more traditional tournaments that are going to be adding text. The PQA should be gearing up next month if you're in the Greenville area. Jonah's Church, as well as several other churches in the Greenville area, are involved in that league. That is a great league. I would recommend if you are in that area, East Tennessee, one of the Carolinas, or Georgia, that you try to get into the PQA. It's just an amazing league to help add material each month and prepare you for the major tournaments. It's all two-team quizzing instead of three-team quizzing. Great entry level and mid-level for the PQA there. I also would say stay tuned for the calendar updates on the website. There's going to be a tournament on September 13th that's going to be in Indiana. I'll have more details to share with that as soon as I can. I'm very excited to say that I plan on quiz mastering at that tournament, and I know that several of the top ranked teams across the country should be there. So that's going to be a very exciting tournament in the fall before we get into the major tournament season. Thank you all for listening. This has been the Bible Quizzer Podcast. See ya.